Ron Smith is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, or SPOG. They negotiate with the city to protect the benefits, working conditions, and interests of over 1,200 officers and sergeants. Ron Smith says it's a big job. Some have told him a thankless job. That may be why he was the only person to run for the presidency of the Seattle Police Officers Guild after Rich O'Neill stepped down. Ron Smith says he wants to work with the city while standing up for officers. And he says he knows what it's like to be mistreated by the department. Back in 2008, Ron Smith had his own high-profile dispute with the Seattle Police Department bureaucracy. It began in another state, at a bar during a motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota.
I was with a group of other police officers in a police motorcycle club. And for whatever reason, members of the other motorcycle club came over, and I was hit from behind, woke up on the ground in a chokehold, being kicked and beaten. Could hear people talking about knives, and I was losing consciousness, and I had a choice to make, and I made a choice to stop the assault. And
what did you do?
I drew my firearm and shot my assailant.
Acting in self-defense.
Acting in self-defense, which was ultimately decided by the state's attorney in South Dakota. In the course of that investigation, I cooperated fully and told the truth. And when the investigating agency checked with the police department regarding the ownership of the firearm involved, the police department got it wrong and ultimately got me indicted for perjury, which is a very serious thing. And as soon as that was cleared up, my counsel at the time had it cleared up that charge was dropped. But ultimately, the police chief at the time totally turned his back on myself and my family, would not take my wife's phone call when I was out of state. She did not know, you know, what was going on with me. He wouldn't take her call. And he made comments out in the public, basically prejudging the situation before all the facts were heard. So, yes, I know what it's like to be mistreated by the department. At the same time, that's yesterday's news. I chose to, when that was all said and done, to not be a bitter employee, to try to pitch in, to do things to help others in similar circumstances so that they understand that there is light at the end of the tunnel when you're involved in something high profile and serious.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've said you were trying to set a new tone for the union, kind of away from a contention posture and more toward collaboration. What did you mean by the first part of that? Was there too much contention going on?
Well, it wasn't by design. It was a matter of necessity. Rich O'Neill did not have the ability to have a collaborative relationship with the former chiefs of police. They just didn't engage labor. They would push their way through policies or putting things into place and then wait for us to grieve it or file an unfair labor practice. There was no collaboration. There was also nobody during his tenure that would stand up and for the rank and file. And when I was on the search committee appointed by the mayor for the new police chief, when we interviewed the finalists, it was very clear to me that Chief O'Toole was far and away the best candidate compared to everybody else. And, of course, she ended up as a finalist. I reached out to the president of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association and asked his opinion about Chief O'Toole. And he told me hands down it was the best superintendent he ever worked for. I asked him why. And part of those reasons were that she was collaborative in nature, would engage labor, respected labor. And I find that to be true today. So I am in a unique position, and I would be remiss if I did not take the opportunity to engage in collaboration as long as that those doors are open.
Now, a lot of times, rank and file want their union to fight for them. They kind of want contention in a way because that shows that the union's sticking up for them. Has this been a hard sell for your constituents to say, no, I want to collaborate. I want to give this police chief a chance?
You know, some people, I've heard from some people that, you know, I've been accused of being too close with her. Was accused of being a, quote, bootlicker, unquote. And to that I say, I would be doing the membership a disservice if I did not engage in collaboration with Chief O'Toole. And I've got a list of accomplishments that we've accomplished as a union since she's been here. And there's a lot more we can do. But it's some people disagree with my strategy at this point, and they're entitled to their opinion.
There is a consent decree right now. A few years ago, the Justice Department found the Seattle police inappropriately used excessive force and coming after some well-publicized accounts of officers using force. And as a result, there is this consent decree. It's a legal agreement between the City of Seattle and the Justice Department, and it requires changes at the department to prevent further abuses. Did you think that Justice Department investigation findings were correct?
No. I know that there were changes that needed to be made in the department, but for them to say that one out of five times when somebody, when an officer used force, it was unconstitutional 20% of the time, I find that flabbergasting that some people wouldn't have been in jail if that was the case. And I don't know why it was written that way, and that in fact is the reason why so many officers were upset at the report, because it basically, you know, says that 20% of the time we're doing things against the law. That said, that train's left the station. That's in the rearview mirror. We're in the process of satisfying the prongs of the settlement agreement, and the department, I believe, is doing a very good job of moving through it.
Now, some police officers on their own, without the union, pursued a lawsuit against the consent decree. They were saying it makes it more dangerous to be a police officer. I thought it was really interesting that the Guild did not join that suit. Why not?
Well, because it was not the right thing to do. The federal government, again, in the city, entered into an agreement. There was a policy that was created, which is a mess. The use of force policy is an absolute mess. 80-some pages where it used to be 15, ambiguous language, poorly written. And, you know, I get all that. But the way to try to affect change to that policy is through using the collaborative process with the Community Police Commission.
Now, did you get a lot of flack from members for not going along with that lawsuit? I mean, you've just said that you felt as though some of the stuff in that report went way too far in accusing police of using too much force.
Yeah, I got some flack, and I still continue to get some. And again, that goes back to what we talked about before of having this contentious relationship. And around the time that there was talk of a lawsuit, I made a phone call down to the Los Angeles Police Protective League, and they had been through a consent decree, and I talked to their union president about what are the biggest mistake that were made along the way. And they said they spent too much time fighting it. And it was basically they had a lost decade because they dug in. So given that, it wasn't my unilateral decision not to back the lawsuit. It was the decision of the board of directors. And there was some consultation with counsel at the time regarding the prospects for that, and the board of directors made the decision that they did.
Your predecessors have not been willing to come in and sit down for an interview with us or talk to the stranger or do other things, so you're thinking in different ways about dealing with the media?
Sure. I mean, I recognize the role that I have, that people have great interest in law enforcement and how the Guild operates, and I will talk to anybody as long as I'm not misquoted or maligned, if you will, and I give everybody a fair shake.
Ron Smith represents 1,200 officers and sergeants as president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild.